Advocates for California's farm workers meet today with state officials to discuss a ban on hand weeding. The organizers say that thousands of workers suffer crippling back injuries from the constant bending and stooping of field work. But farmers say there's no other way to remove weeds. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Eric Kneeler reports.
73-year-old Ben Hillebrecht is a third-generation farmer in the San Pascual Valley. Here, about 25 miles northeast of San Diego, Hillebrecht grows oranges, avocados, corn, cantaloupe, and berries on 100 acres of prime farmland. Hillebrecht says fighting weeds, like these in his 2-acre raspberry patch, is a constant battle.
There's some weeds here that need pulling. We disc the middles there with a disc harrow, but all this stuff's got to be pulled out. And there's no way to hoe them in there. They just come up in the plants and everything like that.
Under a new proposal being considered in Sacramento, Hillebrecht would have to change his methods. Farm workers would be required to use long-handled hoes, in most cases, instead of bending over to remove weeds. It would be the first such rule in the nation, and it would have a profound impact on California's $30 billion agricultural industry. Hillebrecht says he can also use chemical sprays to kill weeds, but organic farmers don't have that option. Vanessa Bogenholm is chairwoman of the California Certified Organic Farmers Association. She says more regulations from Sacramento won't necessarily help her 39 farm workers.
We're not doing this to hurt the employees specifically at all. My employees have been with me for years and they're friends of mine, but they also realize that they've got to get those weeds out of there if we're going to have a good crop to harvest later.
Supporters of the ban are taking their case to state regulators. Mark Schacht of the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation maintains that farm workers are suffering.
Manual weeding creates a huge stress on the back, which eventually leads to permanent degenerative disease.
Labor organizers hope that testimony by farm workers will help pass the ban. Here at the Vista Community Clinic, about 40 miles north of San Diego, back problems are the third most common ailment among farm workers more than 40 years old. Francisco Robles Velasco is a farmhand in the nearby strawberry and tomato fields and a native of Oaxaca, Mexico. He speaks the Mixtec Indian language, but with the help of a Spanish translator, he's picking up some medicine for his sore back and loss of appetite. Caseworker Eduardo Gomez says these migrant workers, many of whom are here illegally, are stooped over from sunup to sundown.
They are bending the whole day, you know, from 6 in the morning to 6, 7:30. The doctors prescribe them anti-inflammatories. They give some muscle relaxing and rest. It's hard to rest. They need the money.
California's Department of Occupational Safety and Health will hear from both sides of this dispute at a hearing today in Sacramento. A compromise is expected later this year, which may include time limits on hand weeding or new tools. But if agreement is not reached, organizers say they will go to court to force changes in California's fields. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.